Now, listen to two students discussing the letter.
What'd you think of this letter?
I don't know if a rule like that would be that helpful. I'm not sure it would really accomplish anything.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, even if they banned those students, kicked them off, I'm not sure how much it'd help. Because, sure, those guys caused some of the damage, but the thing is, everybody crosses that lawn every day because it's so centrally located. So it's not just those students he's talking about who are responsible.
That's true. I guess it's right in the middle of all the busiest classroom buildings.
Right. So the lawn gets a lot of traffic. People are in a hurry to get to class and don't really always walk on the paved paths or sidewalks like they're supposed to. So what Peter suggests in his letter, it wouldn't solve anything. It'd still look pretty terrible.
Maybe, but if there is somewhere else people could play, I mean, that could help a little.
But it's not a good substitute. I mean, the gym is practically on the far edge of campus, right? It's a long walk. What people want is somewhere where they can have a little fun in between classes. Kick a ball around for 15 minutes, or whatever. Have some fun after lunch before their next class.
Yeah, I guess the idea is not practical, if it means you have to take a long walk when you've only got a little bit of time to kill.
Exactly.